Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Hi, welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1024 here. I can't believe we're already over 1,020 episodes. It's insane. This is your host, Danny, and joining me for this special episode. Look, the previous episode we had Mandy, we were talking about Gears Tactics for the PC. And that's a game that you could download only for the PC, and it's available for Game Pass. And this game now, Dan, I'm going to be talking with our special guest. This is also a Game Pass game and also available for Switch, PlayStation, and PC. Tony Polanco, man. Tony, what's up, man? Throwdown Podcast. What's going on, man?
I'm chilling, man. How you doing? Glad to be back. Yeah. Yo, it's funny. It's like the last time we talked, it was like for episode like 1,000, right? And now you're like already 1,020. Is like you keeping that train running, man. It's impressive.
Yeah, we haven't taken a break, man, during the quarantine life. Yeah, but it's been good, man. How's this whole situation has been treating you, man?
Yeah, it's interesting because the thing is, I normally work from home or whatever, so that respect hasn't changed too much. Because I was telling you before the show, I spend maybe like 80% of my time at home or in my neighborhood. So at first I was like, hey, this doesn't bother me. But then as the weeks I've gone on, I'm realizing, oh, wow, I actually go out way more than I normally thought. Because I usually go to Manhattan, usually for gaming events or whatever, previews, hang out with you and some of the fellas, going to bars and stuff. Yeah. Now that I'm not doing that anymore, I'm like, oh, I'm really feeling it. And there's days where I'm like, okay, I just need to go out and just, obviously be careful when I go out or whatever, just to, decompress or whatever, because it sucks, man. It really does. But thankfully, unlike some people, which is unfortunate, I still got a job. I still get paid. I still do my thing or whatever. So in that respect, I'm good. Food wise, I'm good. I don't have to fight anybody in the grocery store or nothing. Yeah, there's always plenty of food. The lines are a little long sometimes, but if you go at a certain time, you'll be all right. But so yeah, it's not that bad, but it sucks. And, obviously you're hearing about this stuff all the time. So it's a good thing that we have a lot of good games right now to play, because if not, it would have been a lot worse, We're going to talk about, some games we love, coming on.
Yeah, definitely, man. But Tony, thank you for joining for this episode. I know this was like super last minute, but I think the discussion we're going to have about this game, I think is important to me because I have a long history with this game, and I know you too, and we're both fans of Sega, so this is like a must for us to actually sit down and just talk about this game. So, but before this, before we start our conversation, head over to gamertagradio.com and you can listen to our past episodes. Also, if you go to any podcast app, just search for Gamertag Radio. And if you can, subscribe, post a review, or follow us. It will help us out. Also, if you would like to be part of fan mail or Q&A with our listeners worldwide, this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Tony. So we are going to be talking about Streets of Rage 4 that recently is coming out now for the PC, Xbox One, also Game Pass, Nintendo Switch, and also PlayStation 4. But before we start talking about Streets of Rage 4, I have a long, long history with the Streets of Rage series. My story with that game, that was the first game that I got to play for the Sega Genesis.
Really? I didn't know that.
So my friend, he knows I was like a huge Super Nintendo fan. So he's like, hey, come to my house, man. I want to show you my Sega Genesis. I'm like, all right, cool. So he has like a bunch of games. Sonic, Shinobi, and he's like, hey, I think he wanted to show off because of the music. He knows I'm really into music. Yo, it was the first game, man. He put it in Streets of Rage 1.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, man, that sounds like Technotronic, like those 90s, early 90s, late 80s, you know, like that type of music, man. I'm like, oh, this is so dope, man. And we were playing, and I'm like, yo, I was hooked. Goosebumps all over the place. Every track that was popping up, I'm like, man, this thing is amazing. And then I hear the music for the boss battles too. I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. So I have a long history of that. Like, I remember also, like, I used to live in Dominican Republic, so I will have my TV outside blasting all the way, and I'll play Streets of Rage just so people could listen to the music, you know, like that's how much I love that.
Yo, that's dope. I wonder what they thought of that. It's like, yo, what is that bumping right now, son?
Yeah. They're like, oh man, this is jamming. No, but there was people outside of my house, like they were like, looking, what is he listening to? You know, because it sounded so like so at that time, you know, like people will never thought, oh man, this is a video game, you know. Yeah. So, but yeah, like I feel like that game to me is one of the best beat 'em up games I ever played in a very long time. Like, to me, better than Final Fight, better than Double Dragon, better than Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. Like, those games are special to me too, right? But
yeah,
I feel like this game was even more special, was because especially the soundtrack, man, you know.
Yeah, that was dope, man. I didn't know that. Like, you know, I mean, we're gonna obviously get more in depth about it, but the soundtrack is one of those things that's definitely like a core aspect of this franchise. Like, you can't separate it from the gameplay because it actually feeds into the gameplay too. It adds to that atmosphere, and I'll get to that in a bit about how atmospheric this game is. Like, that's another thing people don't talk about too much, you know.
You have a long history with Sega. Tell us, like, what's your history with Streets of Rage? Because that's the thing about us, man. We always talk about Streets of Rage 4 for years.
Yes, man. Yeah, for me, basically, it's kind of interesting because one of the first beat-em-ups I played was Final Fight, right? It was actually Final Fight and Turtles in Time and all that, and, you know, on Super Nintendo. So I was in love with those games. And then on the Genesis, I actually played Streets of Rage 1 and 2 pretty much almost simultaneously, you know, because one had already come out. Because I didn't get my Genesis until like 92 or something like that. So I played both of them back to back, and I thought it was great. I'm going to get more into it, but like Streets of Rage 2, that's a game that is like the pinnacle of the franchise for me, man. Like,
yeah, totally agree with you.
Yeah, here's the thing, and I say this often because people say, hey, what games do you always go back to replay? I don't really have many just because of my job or whatever. I always have to keep playing the next game. But every year, no matter what, even maybe 3 or 4 times a year, I always go back to Streets of Rage 2 specifically. There's some about that, especially that first level, man, when you first start it, you know, and you feel that like grittiness of the streets. You hit the music bumping you, man. It is so good, man. But Streets of Rage 1, you know, it kind of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit because Streets of Rage 2 is like so much. I'm not going to say better, but it's just, it has everything that, you know, that's in there. But I always feel the first one was dope too because of the super move with the cop car where they launch the rocket launcher and stuff.
Yes, yes.
You know, like, obviously in 2, they change it so every character has a special move and stuff, but they balance it because you can't spam it, you know, because you'll take damage if you do the super move too much. But yeah, the game is just fun, and it's cool how the games tell you like a story, kind of like, you know, not really like the way they do it now with cinemas and stuff. The story is told through the actual worlds that you inhabit or whatever, you know, you go through them and stuff and you find out more about it. And I also thought it was cool because like there's games like Final Fight or whatever that visually look better, they're more detailed or whatever, but the thing is, I think that because the Genesis, let's just be real, as much as we love Genesis, it was not as powerful as a Super Nintendo, but I think those limitations specifically with this game helped it, because since they couldn't put so many colors and have too many graphics, it helped make the game feel more grimy and realistic, you know, like, even though it's like a video game world or whatever, it still felt like a real city. Like, you know, us as New Yorkers, we're looking at, yo, that looks familiar, you know what I'm saying. It's so good, man. like Streets of Rage 2 will forever be like up there for me. It's always, like I always say, it's always a contest with me between Final Fight and Streets of Rage 2. It's like, what is my favorite beat 'em up? You know, like sometimes Streets of Rage wins out, sometimes Final Fight wins out, but it's always between those two. They're just, it's just so good, man. So I'm obviously, you know, we're gonna talk about, but Streets of Rage 4. That's why we were hyped. That, you know, it's like because of our love for this franchise, bro. That's why we've been hyped.
Yeah, and before we go to Streets of Rage 4, because I really, really want to talk about this, because there's a lot of people that from the younger generation that have never played Streets of Rage. So that's why I'm bringing up a lot of things about the series before people go and buy Streets of Rage 4. You know, or maybe this will be a chance for them to buy all the games. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
but. The thing that I really enjoy about Streets of Rage 4, I mean Streets of Rage 4, Streets of Rage 1 and 2. 3, I have a love and hate on that game. We'll talk about that later on. But But the thing is, the composer that worked on both soundtracks, it forced him to be more creative because, like you said, Sega Genesis wasn't really powerful enough.
Yeah.
To do the things that you will see on the Super Nintendo when it comes to graphics. And sometimes, Tony, even the music, the soundtrack from the Super Nintendo games was a lot clearer, sometimes even better than the Sega Genesis. So I'm in shock. Like, this has to be the best soundtrack for a Sega Genesis, like both games. It kills every other game when it comes to like soundtrack-wise. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I completely agree. Again, it's one of those things where you know, just speaking like, you know, because, you know, you and I were both artistically inclined or whatever. So we understand limitations help you be more creative. And this game is a perfect example of that. You know, it's like how the music, you know, because of the limited sound chips or whatever, like they're able to. By the way, this is how you can tell I'm in New York. I got the sirens blasting in the background.
that's Streets of Rage. Right there.
That's appropriate right there. And I do want to say this, though, about Streets of Rage, right? What was so cool about it is the game. It, you know, was originally conceived as a console game, right? Console series, but it's just as good and in a lot of cases better than a lot of arcade beat 'em ups, right? Back in the day, arcade beat 'em ups, like, you know, we had home versions or whatever. The home versions may not be as good or whatever. Even Final Fight, you know, as great as I loved it for Super Nintendo, it was not as good as the arcade because you didn't have the two-player co-op or whatever, and you were missing guy or whatever. But Streets of Rage 2 is as good or better than any of those arcade games. You could literally put Streets of Rage 2 in an arcade cabinet and it would be perfect.
Love that, of course, a multiplayer, play two players. And you know which level is one of my favorite levels besides the first one from Streets of Rage? The first Streets of Rage is the last level when you go on top using the elevator and you go to the top of the floor, right?
Yeah.
And you're walking through and there's enemies. Every time you walk, you see the sun slowly.
Yes.
You start nighttime and slowly it's getting like daytime. Oh my God, amazing, amazing. And then you have to fight all the bosses from all the past levels. Yo, but it was very challenging too, man.
Yeah, it was
very, very challenging. Imagine playing that on your own. It's tough. It could get tough, man.
Yeah. Like I beat the game, but it had to be with the homies. I could not beat that on my own, man. Like you had to do it with the fellas. And what was cool, what's fun thing about the game, I liked, you know, actually beating up your friends too.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That was a lot of fun. Yeah. Just getting, you know, and you can mess with each other. By the way, that elevator level from the first game, what was fun about that is, and this is something we talked about on the ARG podcast with our friend David Gilton, and that whole episode was just dedicated to Streets of Rage. He said his favorite moment, I didn't think about it, like, that's true. It's like, where you're going up the elevator and you can still do the super move. So it's like the guy's shooting a rocket launcher all the way up the building, you know?
Yep. And you know what's so cool about that level too is you grab the enemies and just toss them up.
Yes.
Toss them out. Yeah. One by one.
I love that.
Now, you know which level was freaking awesome? Was the boat level.
Oh, yo, that was crazy right there.
Crazy, right? Yes. I love that level. The music is dope, but I also felt like it was challenging too. Like the bosses in that level too, man.
Yeah, really, that game was so good, man. Oh my God. Just talking about it right now is getting me hyped, bro.
Yeah. You know what? I actually, for the past few days, I've been listening a lot of the both soundtracks, man, from one and two, man, you know, so I've been enjoying. Now, who are the characters you always play from the previous games?
I, you know, from the first one, it was kind of interesting. Actually, I always liked Blaze, the girl, right? You know, because
I love Blaze. Yeah. That's always been my character, Blaze.
Yeah, she's always been my, you know, it's two things. One, because like, I like how fast she is, the combo she could do. And I'm going to keep it real. And I don't know what her ethnicity is, but in my mind, she's Latina. You know what I'm saying? That's how I see it, you know? So she was looking fine and stuff. And then the new game we'll talk about later. Man. So her and then my man Skate. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, Skate is dope on part two. Yeah, yeah, really. So that's my second choice.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
it's not Blaze. Yeah.
Yeah, and then my really thing cool. is, like, here's the thing. Like, obviously, like, the quote-unquote main guy is Axel. Main reason I didn't play with him as much is because I felt the game was too easy with him. You know what I'm saying? Because he's kind of balanced and stuff. So I kind of give myself a little bit more challenge and stuff. But I also just felt that, you know, Blaze and Skate just had a little bit more, like, character to them. So I always play with them, even if they were a little bit more challenging. But the challenge was also a lot of fun, too, you know?
Yeah, I love with Skate, you go on top of the enemy and just start punching him. Pop, 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 pop. Like, yes. That was super cool. Yeah. We have to talk about this, man. We love one and two, but man, three was very disappointing, man.
Yo.
Three, I felt like, I was like, what happened? What happened to this game? Three was very, very crappy. I didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
Still to this day, I'm not a fan of that game.
Yeah, I feel the same way, man. And it's weird because, like, obviously after playing the first two games, you're hyped and stuff. Three comes out. And three, and can't remember, I said I played one and two back-to-back because they had already been released. But I was there day one, right, when Streets of Rage 3 came out. So I was hyped and stuff. And playing it, it didn't have that feel, man. Even the music wasn't there. The best analogy I could give is, like, the Streets of Rage trilogy is like the original Star Wars trilogy, right? Get the first movie's amazing. Second one, Empire Strikes Back, incredible, all-time classic. Then you get Return of the Jedi. It's like, I don't know about this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, that's the perfect comparison. Yeah, I totally agree, man.
Yeah.
Totally agree with that.
And the thing is, like, if you look at Streets of Rage 3 on its own, it's actually not a bad beat-em-up, right? It's actually pretty decent beat-em-up. But compared to the first two, bro, nah, man. I don't know what happened with development there, but somebody dropped the ball, man. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it is true. I wasn't really feeling the vibe of the gameplay. Graphics wasn't that bad. The graphic, I think, was decent. You know, it was decent for at that time. But then the music didn't really excite me, man. I was like, I don't know. Like, I played a couple times. I'm like, I could play this later. I mean, I finished it, but it felt like I forced myself to finish the game.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, maybe it gets better later. Maybe it gets better. And throughout the whole thing, I was like, meh, the whole time, right?
Yeah.
The whole time. Now, fast forward years later, and I heard this years ago, that Streets of Rage 4 was coming out. And one thing that was asking every single time, I was like, oh, the game looks good, but how the music is going to be in this game? Because Streets of Rage is known for that, right? So every time I get to see like a video from the developers or people get to play the game at PAX, PAX East, PAX West, and other events, I'm like, oh, man, the game looks good. But nobody will talk about the soundtrack. So I think it was sometime last year, the studio released a video of all the composers that worked on this game, that worked on the soundtrack. They even have the original composer from Streets of Rage 1 and 2. And also he worked on a couple tracks from 3. On that game too, I'm like, oh my God, this is it. Okay, now I'm so into this, right? I'm ready for this. Now I'm like super hyped. I was hyped before, but now I'm really more hyped. And then just 2 weeks ago, 2-3 weeks ago, the studio also released a new video, but now they show the new game, but also they show a retro version where you could also get to play the characters from the previous games in this. So it's like, I think it's like, what, 16 characters in total, I think it is?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Right? So, dude, I was like, oh my God, this is it. And you could play, the best soundtrack of the series, 1 and 2 in this game. So I'm like, all right. So you get to hear the new ones and the old ones. I'm like, okay, this is by far, looks like it's going to be the best one yet. So, but the other day, a PR company that sent me the code to review, they only sent me the PC version.
Mm.
I don't have a PC. And I'm like, no. So I was like, hey, is it possible for me to get a code of Xbox One or Nintendo Switch, because I would like to do that, and I would still would like to review the game. They're like, yeah, sure, for sure. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm still waiting. I know you got your code.
Yeah.
And I know you've been super excited about this. I'm like, all right, I got to hit up Tony. I got to invite him here so we could talk about Streets of Rage 4. So I don't have the game. I will talk about it once I get the game and start playing it. So, Tony, besides you getting the code and you were super hype, I know you're picky with games. So you were like, all right, let me play this with an open mind. If it's bad, I'm going to say it is bad. If it's good, I'm going to say it's good. So you start playing it, man. How is it compared to the previous Streets of Rage games?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I will say before jumping in to the game, I was, you know, biased and positively with the game. I was like, when they first announced it or whatever, and they showed the art style, it's from Lizard Cube, Dotemu. I love what those guys do because they do like hand-drawn games and stuff. So I saw those animations. I'm like, oh my God, this looks incredible. Look how dope these characters look. And it's cool because they took, you know, the same characters and they updated them to be a little bit older because it's like 10 years down the line after Streets of Rage 3. So I was already hyped. Then, like you said, the video came out with the music. I'm like, yo, okay, these guys are doing everything right. So going into this game, I was already hyped as hell, you know? So, you know, right now at the time of recording, obviously, you know, the embargo lifted or whatever, but so I could, yo, by the way, I'm so glad I could finally talk about this, bro. So glad I could finally talk about this.
Because you've been having this inside for days.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, for exactly, you know, at the time of, you know, when you guys are hearing this now and stuff, it's been 2 weeks. I'm like, I want to talk about this. So me and my man, Jeffrey Wilson, who also writes with me at PC Mag, by the way, check out his review of the game when the game drops, and also check out my tips and tricks. We got you guys covered with Streets of Rage. Yo, we played the whole game. Game, son, from beginning to end, co-op, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And I made sure, because the game has an option, like, do you want to turn friendly fire off or on? Like, you know, keep it on, bro. You know,
keep it like the old school, man. Like the old school.
Yo, I'm just telling you right now, if this game, I still need to play it a little bit more, but it is okay, definitely better than 3. That's without question. Better than 3. I can't say it's better than 2 because 2 is just so classic, but I'm gonna say this is I'm going to say it, man. I hope people don't get mad at me. I think this is the best game, you know, like the new order for me now is 2, 4, and then 1. Like, it's between 1. Yeah, like, this is so good, bro.
Really?
Yeah, man. It is that good. Huh. Just because of, you know, the characters and stuff, the animations, the levels. There's actually like a storyline going on, which is actually pretty cool, you know, but it doesn't interfere with the game. And just the combos you could do. They added so many combos in this game. I'm surprised. Like, by the way, that was one of the cool things about the original Streets of Rage games. Like, even more than Final Fight, you could do a lot of crazy combos and stuff. This one, they added even more. There's like little things, for example, like if an enemy throws a weapon at you, you could actually catch it in midair and hit them back and stuff, you know, little things like that. You could do like a counter move. You could like bounce them off walls and stuff and do like these like multi-string combos between you and, like, if me and you, like, we had an enemy corner, we could just bah, 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 forever, you know, and really restring. And then another cool thing is, like, if an enemy takes energy away from you, like, your life bar goes down, but there's like a little bit of green, and if you do a combo on them, that green comes back, you get a little bit more energy, so they balance it out. But at the same time, like, you know, if you die, that, you know, you could restart from wherever the level began, so you don't have to do the whole thing over again like before. So you can finish it if you want. The boss battles are cool. And what's cool about the boss battles is every boss battle has music from a different composer, so they all have a different feel to them, you know?
Oh, so every boss?
Yes.
Every boss is a new song?
Yeah, every boss is a new song by a different composer.
So let's say you decide to go retro, right? Do you, like, the game picks the song they want? Is it random, or is it like how that works?
Oh, you know, that's actually a good question, because I haven't actually tried the retro music out yet. I unlocked some of the retro characters like Axel and stuff, but the music I haven't actually messed around with yet, so I can't answer that at the moment. You know, I need to check into that. But yeah, but I just find it so cool how, but the interesting thing is, like, even though every boss has a different style of music, it all fits together, you know? like it, mm-hmm. like that urban type of music going on. And yeah, the levels are cool. Very reminiscent of the first two games. Like you could tell they're like, yo, we're not even going to acknowledge three, basically, you know, even though, you know, I'm, from a gameplay perspective, obviously in the story, they do acknowledge three. But yeah, like it has all those like levels. One of my favorite levels, again, I'm so glad I finally talked about this, is the Chinatown level, man. There's a lot of cool scenery going on in there. A lot of weapons you could use. There's so many weapons in this game. Because remember, the original was like a bat and a knife and stuff. This one is like, there's like katanas and scythes and nunchucks. All this stuff you could use in this game, man. It is so cool. But again, what was up?
You forgot. You forgot the pipe.
The pipe.
There was also a pipe.
The pipe, all that stuff. All those old weapons are all back too, but they have even more weapons in this, you know? And there are some points where the enemies can get a little cheesy. Like, this dude always annoyed me in the original. He was like that one guy who just runs across the screen with a knife and stuff. Like, he's still in
this. So wait, he's back?
Yeah, he's back, man.
Oh my God, that is hilarious.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, later on in the game, like, he'll run across the screen with a giant spear. I'm like, yo, what are you doing, bro? You're already dangerous enough. You know, but...
There is a level where there's a lot of... I think it was the bridge where there's like a lot of people with like enemies with bikes passing around. Is there something like that similar to this one?
I find that interesting. This game doesn't have any like bike enemies or flying enemies like the original one did. You know, I find that kind of odd.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Why? Okay.
Yeah. Right. I have no idea why, but there's no bike. Remember there was certain levels where like there's a big vehicle come after you. You got to like hit it and slow it down and then break down barriers. There's nothing really like that. Like gameplay wise, it's pretty straightforward. Just go across the levels and beat up people. But the variety comes with the combos you could do, you know, but there are little things. And again, it's so cool. Like I finally talk about this. There's one level where you're in a police precinct, right? Cause they arrest you and stuff. So you're going through the police precinct. And as you're going, you see the cops beating up on enemies, like police harassment and stuff.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious. Like, when me and Jeffrey saw that, we stopped and we started busting out laughing. Like, you saw two, like, one cop was holding one of the enemies down and the other cop's just punching him in the gut. I'm like, yo, this is in the police precinct.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah. Now, is this relates story to the old games too?
Yeah, it does.
Like the same bosses and same last boss, like similar like that, or no?
Okay, not to spoil too much, but okay, if you guys remember, the main antagonist of the original games is called Mr. X, right? He's not in this, but his kids are, you know? They're trying.
Oh, yeah. Kids.
Yes.
Okay, so that's all kids. It's more than one. All right.
Yeah, kids. Yeah, and they're just as dangerous. And there's some. This one won't spoil, but there's some really cool boss battles that come out of fighting both of them. It's like, yo, this game's going crazy right now. You know.
Oh snap! Cool. So the original characters, they're a lot older in this one.
Yeah, they are. They're like 10 years older. Like, it's funny because like, you know, Axel, he looks older. Like, you can tell he got a gut and stuff. But Blaze, she looks even better somehow. You know, was Adam. Adam looks dope too, you know, and his daughter's in this. Her name's Cherry. She has like a guitar. That's really cool. And they even, guys like Max show up. I don't know if he's playable right now, but he's actually in the game too, you know?
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
That's cool, man.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
So how was the co-op experience overall? Because you haven't played single player by yourself.
No, right? No. I mean, I played a couple levels and stuff by myself. You know, like I played through half the game for myself. But here's the thing. With me, Streets of Rage has always been like a co-op type of game. So it felt right playing with other people. I know the game also has 4-player co-op. I haven't tried that yet. That would be a lot of fun.
I'm dying to do that, man. Like, because the original game is only 2 players.
Only 2 players. That's right. Yeah. So I played it like the originals. But 4, that'd be crazy, bro.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing I want to know. I mean, I know you haven't really tried 4 players, but I wonder the more players there is actually playing the game, is that means more enemies? Is it more the difficulty gets higher? Like, that's the thing that I want to compare. Because I felt when you play the original, I feel like it was just the same with two players or even one player. But I wonder if the developers added some challenge in there now with this.
Yeah, that's what
Having more players.
Yeah, because like when I played a single player, it did seem a little easier. So I think this game does scale to some extent. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know how well that's going to balance out with four, because if you have four players, you could cover like the entire screen of enemies and stuff. So I'm like, are they going to throw more enemies? Or are they make them harder? Like, how is that going to work? But definitely between one and two players, I could definitely see they scale things. So I'm going to imagine that they scale it for four players too, just to keep it a challenge, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you said that two is so far your favorite. Now, when it comes to like the music of the game, how that compares to the previous games?
It's different than the previous games because obviously now we don't have those limitations of the Sega Genesis, so we could broaden our, broaden the horizons. Like you could hear they have, actual instruments in this, even though most of it is electronic music, like you can still hear some instruments here and there. So, but I would say, yeah, the soundtrack is definitely, obviously you can't beat 2. 2 is just legendary at this point, but it is like, especially for 2020, it is a soundtrack that I want to own. Like, it is that good because, again, the tracks are so distinctive and they're very energetic, very atmospheric, and they fit each level, And I believe that the soundtrack changes a little bit depending on where you are in the level, what you do, which is kind of cool too, But yeah, the soundtrack is definitely up there. If you're worried this is going to be some like Streets of Rage 3 type of soundtrack, don't worry about that. The soundtrack is on point with this, man. I think in years, it will become a classic because even right now, it's dope just listening to it.
Yeah, I heard that. I think this was one of the behind the scenes videos from people that worked in the game. I think is based on how many enemies and the way how you fight, the music changes. And I think also but every time you move to like another scene, the music gets crazier and crazier and it gets you even more like hype, like, oh man, this is getting crazy. Like, so that's good, man. That's really good because I feel with any game, music to me in any game is super important because that's where it's going to set your mood. Are you going to be afraid? Are you going to be excited? Are you like amped up? Are you just going to be calm? But if you have the soundtrack kind of off compared, like when you actually play a game and it doesn't fit, it throws you off completely.
Yeah, no, I agree, man. And not to go off too much off topic, one thing I felt within this generation and to some extent last generation, I feel that music in games has been lacking, at least compared to the old games. Like old games, like the music was so good, so memorable. But in recent years, like music to me in games kind of fades into background. And I think that's on purpose just because they're trying to make it more cinematic or whatever. Like when you're watching a movie, you don't really pay attention to the music. The music's just there to kind of heighten the scenes, but you don't pay attention to it. So it's kind of cool to play this game where the music is just so in your face and so integral to the gameplay. Because like you said, as you keep going, you get more hyped. The music intensifies, so it gets you more hyped. And you start playing faster and stuff. So it's really cool that they brought back that. It's funny, like we don't talk about it so much, but music is so important in games. So it's kind of upsetting that a lot of games now they don't really give it too much thought. But this game definitely does, man. They did just as good a job with the music as they did with the graphics and gameplay in this. It's fantastic.
Yeah, and I hope that they work on another game in the future, like Streets of Rage 5. Whoa. Because here's the thing that I really enjoy watching the video so far and also watching like the behind the scenes from the developer. Like you could tell they are fans of the series. Yeah. They are fans. Sometimes companies will hire like a random studio to work on like their games and they're just doing it because that's their job. They don't really love the franchise. You could tell they are fans. And when you're a fan, that you want to make this right so people that are fans from the old school games will appreciate this even more once they play it. You know what I'm trying to say? So you as a fan, Tony, do you felt satisfied overall with the project? Now, years later, from the 90s all the way to 2020, now you get to play and you're like, okay, I'm satisfied with this.
Yeah. Before I answer that question, I need to touch on what you just said because I think that's a very great point about how you could tell that this game was made by fans who love this series. What this reminds me of is Sonic Mania, right? You play Sonic Mania?
Yes, I love Sonic Mania.
You can tell those dudes love them Sonic, right? They love Sonic and they want to do it justice, and not only with the gameplay and the music too. The music in that game is fantastic, right? That same level of love goes into this game. Like, you can tell, like, okay, these guys, they love this franchise and they want to do it right. They basically wanted to be like, yo, we got Streets of Rage 4. Now we got to do this correct. So, yes, obviously, I feel they did an excellent job. This game, even though it's not officially made by Sega, I feel it is on that level of quality. Like I said, it's between 2 and 1 to me. Like, that's how good it is. Like, you, like, everything about this game, like, it's a labor of love. You could just clearly tell it. It wasn't just like, okay, we got hired, we got to do this now. You know what I'm saying? You don't feel that at all. Like, everything just oozes excitement, man. And as a fan playing it, I'm so glad that the game came out like this, because it's exactly what I wanted. As a matter of fact, and I'll even go so far as saying this game is actually better than I expected. Like, I knew it was going to be good, but it actually exceeded my expectations. Just how good it is, man. It's so much fun. Like, a true labor of love.
Wow. See, now you got me excited. I bet a lot of people listening to this that are like around my age and also got to play this game, they're probably like, oh man, I gotta get this game, man. You know what I'm saying? Will you put this as one of the best games that you played? Not the best, but it will go up there for like best games that you play so far this year.
Oh, easily. Easily. You know, I'm gonna say I'll go a little bit further saying not the, but one of the best games of the generation. It is just so much fun. Just like it was Sonic Mania. Sonic Mania to me is up there too. As an old school Sega head, bro. You know how it is, man. Yeah. Love that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
that's
but this
true.
Game.
Yeah, because we always talk about Panzer Dragoon, Sonic, Streets of Rage. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. And also Phantasy Star Online for me, you know. But that's good to hear, man. It's good to hear that, because I feel like Sega has a lot of IPs, special IPs that hasn't been touched in years. And getting that new blood that actually grew up playing these games, so maybe their parents got to play it. Yo, get some new blood to work on these titles, and I bet them as a fan will make this the game or the series even better. You know, just 2020 vibe. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So that's good to hear, man. You got me super, super excited to actually play this, man. I haven't played games in a week.
Yeah.
Because I did that on purpose. I just want to take a break from games. And this is the game that is going to make me to go back and actually play again, man. And I bet you that I'm going to be playing this nonstop just because it's fun, just because I want to listen to the songs over and over again and maybe add some 1 and 2 in there, you know, the soundtrack too. So it's gonna be exciting for me, man, to play this.
Yeah, I'm glad you say that. It's like, yo, if you are a fan of Streets of Rage, specifically the first two, I don't see how there's a world how you can't love this, man. Like, it is exactly what you want, man. And Danny, if this is going to be like the game that kind of breaks your fast for whatever gaming, bro, you're in for a treat, man.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes, that's what I'm talking about, man. That is so awesome.
Oh, I love it, man.
No, one thing I forgot to ask you, the controls, man, because you got this for the PC.
Yeah.
I know you connected a controller in there,
right? Of course. I ain't playing with a mouse and keyboard, you know what I'm saying?
No, I'm just saying it's people, you know, I'm just asking. But how is the controls compared to like the previous games, man? Because now the controls has completely changed. I don't know which one you play. I don't know if it was like the PlayStation controller or Xbox.
Yeah, no, I use the Xbox controller. Because the thing is, like, even though I like the PlayStation 4 controller a little bit more, I feel like I have less issues when I plug an Xbox controller into my PC. There's, you know, because it's all Windows or whatever, so it works perfectly. So I use an Xbox controller. Now, yo, those controls are smooth as hell, bro. Like, mad smooth. Like, you know, even if you play with D-pad or analog, doesn't really matter. You know, like, I didn't really have any issues with it. I felt it was very responsive, you know, even though obviously my controller was wired. So I guess that's why it's mad responsive or whatever. But, and here's the thing, the controls are not overly different than what you remember. You know, you still jump in and punch or kick or whatever. There's a couple of extra buttons in there for some super moves or whatever. But for the most part, it's the same controls you remember. So, like, if you play the old games, you jump into this, like, your muscle memory just kick in and start doing its thing. But I will advise that. You know, there's no tutorials in the game, but there is like they do tell you how, you know, some of the certain moves. I would suggest you go in there because there are some new moves. Like I said, you could actually like grab, like, you know, things that are thrown at you and you could throw them back or whatever. So there's a couple little things, but like the basic controls, and I will admit when I first played this, I still mostly played it as I did the old game. So I want to try to incorporate some of the new little things in there just to, you know, really feel it out. But no, control wise, it's perfect.
Yeah. And who was the character they actually got to play as soon you launched the game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's funny you say that because, you know, this game, just like the old ones, is tough. You know, it is very challenging. So every time I died, I would switch it out. So I got to play as all four characters. That's Axel, Blaze, Cherry, and Adam. So I switched through all of them. Hold on. There's one more. I'm forgetting the dude's name. He's like a big guy with a robot arms. Anyway, he's the one I didn't like because he's too big and bulky. He's kind of like the Max of this game, right? Max, he's not a guy I really liked too much. He was too slow. But the ones I gravitated to the most was Blaze and my man Adam because they're mad quick and they got the flashiest combos. That's who I preferred. I tried them all, but Axel's cool too. But again, I'm like, I feel he's not as flashy and stylish as some of the, especially Adam. Adam has some dope, you know, combos, man. Like, all you do is just hit the attack button and just stuff just comes out, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I know there was one more thing I was going to ask you about the game. Now, okay, so you know the first level of Streets of Rage 1, legendary
yes.
level. Very, very, very dark, grimy streets, right? When you play 4, was there any levels that you could tell it's like years later of the same levels from the previous games?
Yeah. Like, again, the first level of this one, it's like you could tell that you were like, okay, we're going to do what Streets of Rage 1 and 2 did. Like you're in that urban environment. It's mad gritty. But in this one, it's cool because it's even more atmospheric. Like you'll see like steam coming out of the sewers. Like when you go by neon lights, you see the lights glowing on your characters and stuff. You see like the city in the background. You see like closed up shops and stuff. You can tell like, yo, we're not trying to be open at this time of night, bro. This neighborhood is rough. You know, you see litter yeah. and stuff. You see like bums on the street. Like, yo, like they added so much detail. It's like, again, it's like the way you remember it, but like even with even more detail than before. And I do want to say one thing about the art style. I like how gritty it looks. Even though it's nice and clean, it's also gritty at the same time. Like they add like extra thick, like thick black lines are called outlines to the characters. And there's even some, this is for the comic book guys, they even have some cross hatching in there just to give it even more of a gritty feel. Like I love the way they did it. And then the lighting is cool. Like I remember I was just playing and I stopped walking. I'm like, hold on. And I saw the neon lights just glowing on my character. So I moved up a little bit and the lights were just a little bit on me. I went back and they were fully on me. I'm like, yo, that is so cool how they added little details like that in the shadows and everything. Oh my God. So yeah, the first level yeah. is a love letter to those first two levels in the first two games, man.
Oh, so that's a great introduction for to play the game, man. So now this is legendary too. Legendary. Remember playing Streets of Rage 1? And you just let it play, right? Like the intro, and hear that dark, grimy music in the beginning, and you see like the story about the game and the characters and everything. Is there something like that for this too? Like, okay, I launched the game. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I just let it play without me pressing start. Is that like a cool introduction? Because I love the intro of 1 and 2. Love the intro.
Yeah, though this one has it too. So like where you basically just let the intro run, and it has the same thing. It's like you hear the music slowly coming in. It's all eerie. The game tells you what's going on. It's like, you know, 10 years later, blah blah blah. And then it scrolls down a little bit, and you know, and then it ends with "These are the Streets of Rage." And then it jumps into this awesome animated intro. That anime intro has actually been one of the first things they actually showed for the game and stuff. So you get to see that. But that intro is again another love letter to the original. It's like, okay, it's just going to be a title screen. You see the city, and it slowly goes down. The music just gets like, you know, a little, you know, it gets a little bit more intense as it goes, and then bam, you know? Oh, so good.
Yeah, that's dope. Now, without spoilers, okay. But every single game has multiple endings.
Yeah.
Does this also have multiple
endings? Oh, man. I don't know if I can answer this without spoiling anything.
All right. Yeah. All right, I'll just leave it at that.
I mean, I'm going to plead the fifth.
All right. There you go. But at least I asked that question. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Yo, Tony, it's crazy. It's been almost 45 minutes long of just us talking about this game. This is the thing, man. I know this game is a very small game compared to, like, you know, Grand Theft Auto and Destiny and all these other big AAA games, right? But sometimes games like this and Ori, like small titles, they're special, man. And I feel that it's important to have this long conversation on just on this one game, because it's history. It's a, I feel like it was a game that completely changed everything when it comes to beat 'em up games back in the days.
Yeah, you know, and I'm glad you say that. You know, just because of the fact that we've been doing this for as long as we've been doing this podcast, it shows you just how much love that we have for the franchise, right? And, you know, this isn't just me and Danny. This is, like, for a lot of people, billions of gamers out there around the world, they feel that same love too, you know? So, you know, this is a testament to how much we love this franchise and how excited we've been for this game, because we've been waiting like 2 decades for this, bro. So, you know, we got to give this the proper respect it's due. And like you say, you know, obviously this game is not going to be, you know, a AAA bestseller or whatever, but it's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a really dope beat-em-up game that harkens back to the glory days of the genre. And it's not only is it for guys like me and you, but it's also for a new generation. They can see why we've been hyped, you know what I'm saying? So I really hope, you know, all you guys listening to the podcast, if you never played Streets of Rage, I implore you, play 4 and then go back to the old ones and just see the history where it all came from, because a lot of stuff. And I hope we get a little bit of a revival of the genre, man. Like, you know, I'm going to say right now, Capcom, if you're listening, Final Fight, that's all I'm saying. Bring it back. You know, you've been bringing back everything else. Yeah. Like, if you give me a Final Fight in, you know, like Streets of Rage 4, bro, are you kidding me? That'd be insane, you know?
Yeah, I think it's been lacking, man. It's been lacking so much, man, because we were playing a lot of those games back in the days, man.
Yeah, man.
And then I don't know what happened. It just slowly just went away, and then companies just concentrate more on just adventure, fighting games, and first-person shooters. But please, man, beat 'em up games, man. Look, Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time. One of the best games that Konami made, man. You know, like, it's really, really cool, man. I would love to see that again in the future.
I hope so too, man, because, you know, again, we have all these games now that are like 100, 200 hour experiences or whatever, very, very in-depth or whatever. That's all great and all. Obviously, those kind of games should be out there, but there should also be room for games like this that just give you that quick satisfaction. You know what I'm saying? Like, you play Streets of Rage 4, you don't need to go through all these lengthy tutorials or whatever. You don't have to have like 50 million hour cutscenes. Play the game, you hit start, bam, you're in there. You know, like, there's room for those type of games, man. So hopefully this game does well enough to, you know, just get it going again. Because, again, there's so many classic beat-em-ups from back in the day that should be, you know, come back. And even some new ones. Imagine some new franchises in the same level. That would be fantastic, bro.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, Tony, my last question, because I just remember this right now before we wrap this up. Is there, because I know you said that you play co-op with Jeffrey the whole time, right? Can you also play with random people, like matchmaking, or this is more with
I got to check that, because when I was playing it, the servers, you know, they were live and stuff, but it was only game journalists that were playing and stuff, so there wasn't a lot of people. But the thing is, you know what, you can, because I did try it. It's like searching, but it couldn't find anybody because there weren't a lot of people. So you can play with random people too. And again, this is actually a good game to play with random people too, because you don't really need to communicate. It's very simple. Just go in there and just beat people up. You know what I'm saying? So that's good too. So, but you know, there is that in there. So if, you know, on the off chance you don't have any buddies, you could just play with some random person, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause my goal is, once I complete this game on normal, I'm definitely want to like put this in the hardest difficulty and just either play with friends or play with our community, or just with randoms, and to see how far we could go with that.
Yo, that would be crazy, bro. Yeah, if you're going to stream that or whatever, that'd be a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, I'll definitely going to stream that for sure, man. And wearing my headphones, man, my headset for sure. I think if you're definitely going to play this game, don't get me wrong, blast it on your TV and everything, your speakers, right? But I think for a better experience, wear some headphones.
No, I agree with that. The music is just so good. You got to listen to it, man. Like, ugh. So, again, man, I'm just so happy this game exists and that we're finally able to talk about it. People are going to play it and stuff. Like, oh, so good. Yeah. So good.
Yeah. Are you planning also to get this like on the console, or are you just going to keep it for PC?
No. Okay. For you. Yeah. Okay. And I'm glad you asked that question, because these days, you know, obviously because I'm a game journalist, I just get games for free. But this game, I want to support it. So I'm going to try to buy it I'm going to buy it on PS4, and I'll probably get it on Switch too, just so I could play with a lot of friends. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to support this, bro. Like, I got to put my money where my mouth is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want Streets of Rage. I'm going to support. I did the same thing with Sonic Mania. I bought that on every platform, bro. I bought it on PC, PS4, and Xbox, Mike, just because I want to support this thing. So I'm definitely going to do that with Streets of Rage 4, just so I have a lot of people to play with, you know, and because I want to tell this company very clearly with my money, I want another one.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know what? I'm planning to do the same exact thing, man. Like, I'm just waiting to see which version I'm going to get. Either the Xbox One or Switch, because that's the ones I requested. Whatever I don't get, I'm buying it. But I know this game is going to be available for Xbox Game Pass. So if you are a Game Pass subscriber, you have no excuse for not playing.
Have Game Pass and you don't have this, I'm coming over to your house right now, bro, with a pipe, you know, like the characters.
Blaze style.
That's it. You know, it's like, I'm gonna come over there. I hope you better have like an apple or something in your garbage can after I hit you with that pipe so you can heal up. You know, it's like you're like you said, bro. You have no excuse. If you have Game Pass, you got to play this. You got to play this, man. So you know what real old school beat 'em ups are all about, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. All right, Tony, man. Wow, 50 minutes,
yo. We did.
That's amazing. Amazing. 50 minutes is just Streets of Rage talk, man.
And think incredible, about it. When we, this wasn't even forced. That's just the way it is, man. You know.
Yeah. No bullet points. It was like, yo, straight up freestyle. Like, whatever is coming up at the moment. Like, there's stuff that I just remember at that moment. I'm like, oh, let me ask that to Tony before he leaves, because I know I'm going to regret it. Not asking that question.
Yo, for real, man. I love it, man. Yo, and for you guys, obviously, you know, you're not around us all the time, but this is what happens when me and Danny just, when we hang out, this is what happens, bro. We bring up a game, we just talk about it, you know, nostalgic. But again, just because of the fact that we've been doing this for as long as we've been doing this podcast shows you our love for this, man, and how much we love talking about it and how much we want to tell other people about it, man. So that right there should let you know this is something very special that you guys need to check out.
Yeah, and hopefully, Tony, we could do this again in the future. You know what, Albert, I even mentioned this to Mandy, but I know E3 is coming up, the digital version, which I know Xbox is going to have their events, and also hopefully Sony and all these other companies. But I would like to invite you, man, to record with us. It could be a short audio, it could be an hour, just feedback of our thoughts about the next generation. And I would love to have you too, man, because I'm planning to get as many people as possible, because we're not at E3. We're not going to be in LA. We're going to be doing everything remotely because of the situation that we're in right now. But I would love to do that, man. Just continue the conversation, man. Like, look at the conversation we have on just one digital game.
Yo, I would be honored to, man. I would love that. You know, again, I always love chopping up with you about games and just life or whatever. You know how it is, bro. So I would love that so much, man. So definitely count me in for that for sure.
Definitely, man. All right, Tony, mention your podcast. People could follow you guys and also your Twitter account, man, so people could also get
yeah, man. So yeah, if you guys don't know, I am the host of the Throwdown podcast. We're over on Twitch at Throwdown Show, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, we're also at the Throwdown Show. We air Thursdays and Sundays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Thursday is when we go over the week's gaming news, and then Sunday is when we answer fan questions. So if you got any more questions about Streets of Rage, make sure you follow us over on Twitch and over on YouTube. Same thing, Throwdown Show. We're Throwdown Show everywhere, so you can check us out. And then as for me, you can check me out on Twitter at Romudeth. That's Romudeth. And bio, you can see links to all my stuff. I am now a permanent, you know, writer for PC Mag. That's where I'm freelancing now. So I already have my review. Actually, I do have reviews of other games, but I will have a tips and tricks for Streets of Rage 4. There's a lot of intricacies of the game that we talked about during this episode that I'm going to go over there. And also check out my friend Jeffrey's review of it as well. He, you know, he's a just like me and Danny, old school, loves this stuff. So he went deep into that review too. And yeah, man. So yeah, again, check me out over on Twitter, Romudeth, and check out Throwdown Show at Throwdown Show.
All right, Tony, once again, man, thank you so much for this great, awesome conversation, man. As a Sega fan, this is one of my highlights of this year, man, this podcast. It was really dope, man. Really dope.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah, this is what it's about, man. It's what gaming's about, bro. I love it, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem, man. And remember, head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for GamerTag Radio. Subscribe, follow us. If you can, also post a review. And if you would like to be part of fan mail, or let's say maybe you also got to play some Streets of Rage and you want to send us some comments and questions and thoughts about it, this is how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Tony, once again, thank you. And everybody, until next time, we'll be back here on Gamer Tag Radio. Until next time, we're out. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamer Tag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.